The claws come out on Wall Street. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The S&P is sinking into bear market territory. That's 20% down from its most recent high. The Dow down 431 points. Inflation-related worry still a driving factor as gas prices hit a record for the 11th day in a row, with the president under pressure to boost domestic supply.
President Biden is allowing oil and gas development on federal lands to resume, breaking a campaign promise he made. But the plan makes way fewer acres available for drilling than initially proposed, and it increases royalties oil and gas companies have to pay.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble, the U.S. Interior Secretary, telling lawmakers a new five-year plan for offshore drilling is coming next month, but it's not clear if that will include leases for new drilling. President Biden pledging continued efforts to strengthen supply chains while meeting with South Korea's new leader and visiting a Samsung factory that makes semiconductor chips to kick off a six-day trip to Asia.
This is an auspicious start to my visit because it's emblematic of the future cooperation and innovation that our nations can and must build together.
He'll also visit Japan on a trip aimed at bolstering alliances that can help counter China. Former President Donald Trump pays a fine, $110,000, to cover penalties for being held in contempt of court. If he also submits the necessary paperwork, the contempt order will be lifted. A judge rejected Trump's claims that he had fully complied with the subpoena in the New York Attorney General's civil probe of his business practices. Police say an argument is what led to a shooting in a McDonald's in Chicago. Nine people shot, two of them died.
Officers give chase and they capture the shooter and they recover the gun.
Police Superintendent David Brown says no charges yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two Secret Service agents in South Korea ahead of the president's trip get sent home over off-duty behavior.
A source tells Fox News one off-duty Secret Service agent got into an altercation with a cab driver after drinking with another off-duty agent. Both agents have been sent back to the U.S. and are facing disciplinary actions. The agents were not part of President Biden's detail, but had arrived in South Korea earlier in the week to prepare for the president's visit. A statement from a Secret Service spokesman says the agency is aware of an off-duty incident, which may constitute potential policy violations. The two individuals have been placed on administrative leave. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
3M is ordered to pay more than $77 million to a U.S. veteran who blamed hearing damage on the company's military-issue earplugs. It's the largest verdict yet for a single plaintiff in widespread litigation over the earplugs. 16 trials held so far. 3M has lost 10 and won 6. The company denies claims it failed to disclose design flaws. More than 200,000 veterans have sued, claiming 3M knowingly gave them a defective product. The man who tried to assassinate President Reagan, John Hinckley Jr., could soon be unconditionally free.
A U.S. District Court judge ruled last year that as long as Hinckley continues to play by the rules and remains mentally stable, he can be freed next month. Attorneys for the U.S. government say they're not opposed. Hinckley, now 66, was 25 when he shot and wounded the 40th president in Washington. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. His attorney, Barry Levine, says this would demonstrate that those with mental illness can actually become productive members of society. But in a statement last year, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation said it was saddened by the court's plan, believing Hinckley is still a threat to others.
Fox's Karen McHugh. Hinckley's been living in an apartment since his mom died last summer. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.